Comic Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 31 with verse 22 today. Listen to me, my child, and do not scorn me. Later you will find my advice good. In whatever you do, be moderate, and no sickness will befall you. As a parent, I only want what is best for my child. I have lived longer, experienced more, and learned valuable lessons that I want to pass on to my children. It is important for children to listen to their parents because we have their best interests at heart and can offer guidance and wisdom that they may not yet possess. Sometimes parenting loses grip of their children to the world of excess, and all we can do is pray and hope they are keeping God in their life and keeping safe. Listening to me, their parent, can help children avoid making the same mistakes that we may have made in the past. We have learned from our experiences and can offer advice on how to navigate difficult situations and make better choices. By listening to us, children can benefit from our knowledge and avoid unnecessary hardships. Do they always listen? Of course not. Some do and some don't. Why? Love and forgiveness must be instilled at an early age, and no matter what, then the children you bore will remain by your side until your dying days, but if they refuse forgiveness or grace, hope may be lost. It is also important for children to be respectful and not scornful toward their parents. We have sacrificed a great deal to raise and care for them, and our advice and guidance should be valued and appreciated. Dismissing or ignoring our words can lead to missed opportunities for growth and development, yet we must remain hopeful in prayer is accomplished in their honor each and every day. Seek a godly intervention if they refuse to listen or seem absent without cause, remaining in faith that God will intervene. Being moderate in all aspects of life is a key piece of advice that I want to impart to my children. By practicing moderation and forgiveness, they can avoid extremes that can lead to negative consequences, whether it be their eating habits, spending habits, or social interactions. Moderation and forgiveness can help prevent sickness and other issues from arising. Once we learned to forgive, our desires in life become Christ-centered, wanting to share salvation as the greatest advice of all. By listening to me, my child, and following my advice to be moderate, children can lead healthier and more balanced lives. Salvation can teach them self-discipline and self-control, which are important skills to have in order to succeed in adulthood. Making wise choices and avoiding excess can help prevent physical, emotional, and mental ailments from occurring, while living in charity allows goodwill to search your soul and help others to see the joy of living redeemed. In conclusion, it is crucial for children to listen to their parents and not scorn their advice. We have their best interests at heart and can offer valuable guidance based on their own experiences. By being moderate in all aspects of life, children can lead healthier and more fulfilling lives by holding on to salvation. It is my hope that my children will heed my words and use them to make wise and informed decisions as they navigate through life, forgiving those who wrong as well as forgiving their own mistakes, to see grace and goodwill as the real reason why we are who we are, redeemed. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continues. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 31. It's verse 15 this morning. We've got a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Your Parent Listen. Listen to me, my child, with an open heart, for my words may guide you as your chart, your path through life's twists and turns, teaching you to be cautious and to discern. Do not scorn my wisdom, for in time you'll see the value of my advice tried and true for thee. In all that you do, be moderate and wise, and you'll find that no sickness shall arise. For balance is the key to a healthy life, avoiding extremes and unnecessary strife. Take care of yourself, mind, body, and soul, and you'll find that you can reach your goals. So listen to me, my child, and heed my call, for my words may prevent you from a fall. Embrace moderation in all that you do, and you'll find that good health will follow you. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's April 8, 2024, recording this morning at 4:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, you know, it's hard discussions sometimes. The fact of the matter is my children have canceled me as their father from inability to forgive. And so we pray for them each day, Alexandra and Alan. It hurts more people than you know when you do this. You can think about the grandchildren that are now missing a grandfather. And it's just selfishness that breeds discontent. And so we continue to pray for their forgiveness as we close today at 8:04 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Forgive, amen.